From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama says Washington feels as broken now as it did when he took office in 2009. NPR's Allison Keyes reports the president's comments come as polls show him to be in a tight race with his Republican opponent.
Mr. Obama says he won't criticize presumptive Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney for saying the White House hasn't pulled the economy far enough out of the hole it was in 4 years ago, because if he were the challenger, he'd be making the same argument. He tells CBS's Sunday Morning the thing that's frustrated him the most is,
I haven't been able to change the atmosphere here in Washington to reflect the decency and common sense of ordinary people, Democrats, Republicans, and independents, who I think just want to see their leadership solve problems.
Several recent polls, including Gallup and McClatchy Marist, show the president in a virtual tie with Romney. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today urged Egyptians to commit to a strong, durable democracy that protects the rights of all citizens. She had met yesterday with a newly elected Islamic president and today with the generals who've been running Egypt since the fall of Hosni Mubarak last year. Clinton said the Egyptian military deserves praise for the way it's handled the transition.
As compared to what we're seeing in Syria, which is the military murdering their own people, the SCAF here protected the Egyptian nation.
She said democracy is more than just elections, that it has to mean the majority will protect the rights of the minority. The International Committee of the Red Cross said today it now considers the conflict in Syria to be a civil war. This means that international humanitarian law will apply. The assessment could form the basis for the prosecution of war crimes. UN observers in Syria say the government attack on the village of Tramsay seems to have targeted mostly army deserters and opposition supporters. They say heavy weapons were used. The BBC's Jim Muir reports.
The UN mission said the scale of casualties was still not clear. But it said the attack appeared to target specific houses or buildings used by army deserters or opposition activists. That runs counter to some of the villagers' accounts of heavy random bombardment killing many civilians and others being killed at close range. The UN report said there were pools and traces of blood in several of the targeted houses, and a school and five dwellings had been set on fire. Although it avoids drawing conclusions, its findings certainly do not confirm that there was a wholesale, indiscriminate massacre of civilians, as activists initially reported.
The BBC's Jim Muir. The UN team is to return to the village later today to continue its work. An overcrowded bus skidded off a rain-slicked highway in Kathmandu today. Officials say 35 people were killed. The bus was carrying pilgrims to Hindu shrines. This is NPR News. A Soyuz spaceship was launched into orbit today from a Russian base in Kazakhstan. It's heading for the International Space Station with three astronauts, one each from Russia, Japan, and the United States. China has refloated a warship which had run aground on disputed territory near the Philippines. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Beijing.
The warship was removed from Half Moon Shoal, about 70 miles from the western Philippines. It's now heading back home, along with six other Chinese ships seen in the disputed area. Ties between the two countries are tense, following a month-long standoff earlier this year at another location, Scarborough Shoal. Six countries have rival claims in the South China Sea, which became a central issue at an ASEAN regional summit last week, where members failed to agree a concluding statement. Chinese sovereignty claims are also complicating ties with Japan. It's recalled its ambassador to Beijing for talks over another disputed island chain, this time in the East China Sea. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Actress Celeste Holm died early this morning at her New York apartment. She was 95. Her great-niece said Holm has been in the hospital for 2 weeks but asked to go home on Friday. Holm performed on stage, in movies, and on the small screen. On Broadway, she played the girl who couldn't say no in Oklahoma. She was Bette Davis's best friend in the film All About Eve. And over the years, Holm also appeared as a guest star on a variety of television shows, such as Fantasy Island. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.